Perhaps you chaps find the story a mite too fearful. Shall I skip ahead to something a little more cheerful?
Oh, posh, Uncle Divvy, and fiddlesticks! Do you take us for a bunch of twiddle-ticks? Let's hear about those ruffians 26.
Well, late that night, while the Jews slept in bed, those gangsters stole all their food and their bread. So sneakily quiet, 'twas truly incredible. They took every last thing they could find that was edible. Not one drop to eat was left for the yidden. Ibn Abu Ben Zuk made sure it was very well hidden. I just borrowed their food while the Jews were sleeping and put it here in this vault, you might say, for safekeeping. When the Jews awoke the very next day, they were all in a state of shock and dismay.
Some robber broke into the house of each Jew, and no food is left to swallow or chew. Now where will we turn, and what will we do? Does anyone have an answer, new, a clue?
Look, a messenger from the Pasha is here with a letter.
That means things will get worse before they get better.
I have an announcement from the Pasha, his great eminence, of which I will try to make some sense. To all of my subjects who happen to be Jews, I bring you today some excellent news. His Excellency the Pasha, Ibn Bamal, Ibn Gamal, Ibn Shlamal, Ibn Namal, Ibn... Oh, I got carried away. Cordially invites the Jews, no matter where from, the young and the old, to make sure that they come to a banquet, a feast, a great celebration to show his special concern for the great Jewish nation. Please come as you are. There is no reservation. You will find it to be a terrific sensation. Come today at noon and show your appreciation so the Pasha does not take retaliation. And for causing him such irritation in aggravation and perspiration. And that's the end of my declaration. Goodbye.
When the Pasha wants to show that he loves our nation, why does he do it by giving us more aggravation?
I could use now some seltzer with strong carbonation.
Oh, Uncle Divvy, the Jews must have been so nervous and so tense to be called to a meal by his great eminence.
Must we stop in the middle and be kept in suspense? The story won't be worth a shilling or pence if we don't go forth to hear what happened hence.
Well, meanwhile the cooks had started to cook straight from the annual Pasha cookbook, where no one has permission to look, except for that nasty and sneaky old crook, that good-for-nothing Ibn Abu Ben Zuk.
Mr. Ben Zuk, we've cooked quite a lot, but will the Jews eat it? I think they will not. They'd rather see all this food go to rot.
Of course they won't eat it. Of this I am safe. Because, Gaziz, all this food here is treif. Yes, treif. Did you hear me? Treif. And what will the Pasha do to the Jews when they come to his banquet and they refuse to taste his food or even to lick it? They'd rather step on it and kick it.
Master, these plans sound so rotten and wicked.
So, Gaziz, I see that you approve. But now we must hurry. Let us move. There are still some dishes I'd like to improve.
Of course, me master, Benzuki.
It was noon the next day, and the Jews had all come to the banquet of Pasha Amal ibn Bamal ibn Gamal Kazam. A band was playing music that was very Muslim. Some tables had fruits like banana or plum, but what lay on the rest made them sick to their tum. They were so shocked and astounded, they stood there quite numb. Rhinoceros tongue was baked for entree. Crocodile tears in a frog leg souffle. Auntie the tonsils, fried rattlesnake. A tasty turtle shell chocolate cake. Boiled alligator in spider web stew. Bumblebee salad with roast kangaroo. Grasshopper juice with donuts to dunk. 50 boys cooked in an elephant's trunk. A wonderful dish. Fresh shark skin and snail. Red lobster mixed with an octopus tail. And not one of these have a fin or a scale. All the Jews almost flipped when they saw this great menu. Just take one bite and your insides will brand you.
Ouch. If you think this is good,
said Kazam with a laugh,
just wait till you taste our fresh baked giraffe. We're starting to bake it on all your behalf.
Upon seeing this sight that was not very pretty, they then heard the voice of the Rav of the city.
I hope His Excellency will allow me to speak if I may. I have something which is important to say. I'm the Rav of the Jews. My name is Rav Clonimus. And we wait every day for Hashem to redeem us. We highly appreciate this fine creation which you've offered the members of our Jewish nation. Yet I'm afraid that we must decline your invitation to join you and dine, because non-kosher food is just not down our line. Even to go near it, we're really quite cautious, because the way that it smells can make you quite nauseous.
My dear good keeper, forget those rules. Now is not the time to act like fools. Look where all your rules have led. You have no jelly, no butter, no bread. If you think you can bring food, then let's see you try. Do you think you can bring it down from the sky?